enemies and the compass. Part 3. Reading the spiritual compass, not it. As we learn to recognize more and more clearly the fake self and its sneaky, deceptive, selfish ways, we are better able to distinguish the motives and sneaky, deceptive ways of external enemies. We can also learn to recognize these ways through experience and better recognize our fake self. Common vices are almost always in the direction of not it. The only real internal enemy is our fake self, the housing, the vehicle of our soul. In its effort toward permanent survival, it is vulnerable to all vices until our soul becomes strong enough and wise enough to recognize the two directions and reject what is not toward goodness. Arrogance, pride, self-aggrandizement is fairly easy to identify. Pride is based on an exaggerated sense of self-importance or self-worth, and thus untruth. This is a clear example of the fake self inflating its image and trying to sell it to our mind as reality. When someone tries to motivate us through flattery, pampering our fake ego self, it smells of not it. When someone praises our intelligence or special abilities, enticing us with secret knowledge, immortality, or magical power to dominate others or get our way, it's a sign of not it. Seeking secret knowledge or magical abilities is not wrong. The warning sign is flattery, seduction into gaining power for selfish reasons, and temptation to misuse it. Greed, a willingness to exploit others for personal pleasure or gain, is certainly not it. Theft, lust, a desire to use or take from someone by force or trickery, is certainly not it. Anything rooted in jealousy or envy is not it. Putting people down simply because they have different customs or are not in one's tribe or group is not it. Recklessness is not it. Indolence is not it. Not it usually involves deception in one form or another. Truth with a capital T is the goal. Untruth is in the opposite direction. Truth can be painful, but untruth is a real enemy. Deceit is a real enemy. Delusion is a real enemy. Willful blindness is a real enemy. Illusion is not an enemy when it is made clear that it is an illusion. Storytelling, futuristic thinking, art, and humor are immeasurably valuable in childhood, social interactions, and in creative endeavors. Only when illusion is not identified as such, but is presented as truth or possible truth, is it harmful. Vices are not vices just because someone says so. They are vices because they cause hurt and harm to others, to ourselves, and to society. Vices are internal enemies. Most people don't harm others deliberately, and often not even consciously, but we all get hurt anyway. People addicted to alcohol or drugs are often extremely kind and don't wish to hurt anybody, but they do. It's difficult for people who identify with the fake ego self to admit to themselves their weaknesses, mistakes, or negligence. Instead, they ignore, rationalize, concoct excuses, or make themselves blind or confused. People often deceive themselves with a false self-image rather than maintain honesty and integrity. Sometimes an outer enemy is a reflection of an inner enemy. If we are secretly arrogant, we can be fooled by flattery. If we are secretly greedy, we can be enticed into programs that exploit others and profit unjustly. If we are inclined toward anger and combat, we can be easily incited toward violence against a supposed enemy, even if it is not really hostile. If we are cowardly, We can be easily induced to be passive in the face of gross injustice. A desire to lead or be famous can arise from a selfless desire to help others or from a soul desire, but often such a desire arises from not it. Wanting to be liked and accepted and wanting public recognition for achievements are normal human desires, but if they overwhelm one's honest focus on goodness, they become vices. Any desire can become a vice if it outweighs one's motive toward goodness, if one becomes willing to ignore the spiritual compass and turn a blind eye to harm-doing or to rationalize or excuse it away. This is why some religious teachings advise followers to kill desire. Desires are not intrinsically bad. Many of them are good. People have natural desires to be productive, care for their children, learn, and see justice. Eliminating our good desires is obviously not good. It is only when a desire overwhelms our wish for goodness that it leads toward pain and suffering. The fewer and milder our desires, the easier it is to read the spiritual compass, the easier it is to feel resonance with goodness, truth, and joy. In addition to internal enemies, external enemies also exist: wild animals, wild human beings, demonic spirits. Some natural phenomena are also enemies, although we don't attribute motives to them. Poisons, earthquakes, lightning, hurricanes, meteors. The presence of an external enemy does not imply the presence of an internal enemy. People are not responsible for the will of nature or of other beings. If one is facing an external enemy, it might possibly reflect an internal one, but external enemies still exist on their own. Some external enemies are invisible. Radiation, high voltage, poisonous gases, subliminal audio, visual, and electromagnetic signals, as well as entities that are visible only to clairvoyance. All cultural traditions include such entities: Mogwai of China, Dakinis of Tibet, Asuras of India, Gorgons of Greece, Jinn of the Middle East, Tsitsimimi of the Aztecs. Jesus frequently drove demons out of people. Invisible enemies are very real. Facing an external enemy challenges us to use all of our skills, capabilities, strength, intelligence, and ingenuity. We grow stronger, we invent, we develop patience, strategy, discipline, and confidence when we are successful. Often, it's not even necessary to engage in battle. Sometimes we can go around the enemy, forge a new path, surprise or distract the enemy, or even win the enemy over. Confusion is never in the direction of our aim. Uncertainty, often. External disarray may occur for a short time, but if internal commotion and confusion reign longer, we're looking in the direction of not it. Better to wait for clarity. Enemies are usually deceptive in one way or another, whether internal or external. Sniffing the not it of deception is an excellent clue in recognizing potential danger and in reading the spiritual compass. Appearance, words, conscious intent, rules, and other people's opinions do not contribute to either needle on the spiritual compass. A special inner feeling with experience is our true guide.